sir.
Hello? Yes.
I see Pete Williams says that he believes that they have a conference, but there won't be any trouble.
Yeah.
I would sure warn him that we're close to getting his bill as possible, and he better accept those amendments, because he gets back in that Rules Committee, anything in the world can happen there.
I agree totally, and Sparkman, as I told you, feels quite strong about it. He wanted to read the bill this morning, and he and Pete, and I've got Mike on it, are going to talk. I can't believe that we'll have any great difficulty with Pete. I think that was off the top of his noggin after he was asked for a comment after the vote. But they looked that thing over this morning, and God, any reasonable guy that wants to see a bill enacted is just going to have to buy Senate action on this. And Pete wants that bill, you know, he can taste it.
Well, you better talk to him yourself. Did you talk to Halleck?
Yes, I talked to Halleck. No go.
What does he say?
Well, he simply says that this pitch that's being given by some of our people about four members of that committee, Republican members of that committee, still on the list to testify is not an accurate one, that for he has two additional, among others, that insist upon testifying and at some length. One of them is Whitnall, and the other is Tom Curtis, and that, by God, if this is the way we're going to try and strong-arm, then maybe we have troubles next week on civil rights. And he isn't about to buy it, and I said, well, Charlie, you ought to buy a rule. What in the hell? And we talked for a half an hour, and he's still very honestly, he referred to what he could have done to us yesterday if he wanted to and all that sort of stuff. He's burning off yesterday. And
what could he have done yesterday?
Well, according to him, he could have held us down to less than 12 Republicans if he wanted to swing his weight, and we would have lost the bill. But he didn't. He's not that kind of fella. But you know, I didn't do any bragging on the thing at all, and I told him that that's probably true, that if Charlie wanted to swing around yesterday and really be miserable, maybe he could have dumped us. But what we're talking about is today, and I'm not discussing yesterday with him and what have you.
Now, he won't let those that want to testify go on testify. He won't hold it up, huh?
No, he said that there are so many people that are on his side that are going to are scheduled to testify and insisting upon it and will testify at some length and then question the jurisdictional aspects of the bill and everything else, that if we insist on Wednesday and Thursday of next week to get a rule, that it just is not possible, it isn't going to happen. He said, I talked, he said, with Judge Smith, he said, after Shriver talked to him, he said, I learned that Shriver had a conversation with Smith, so Smith and I compared notes, and we've gone over this thing. He said, I know you fellows resent me talking to a Democratic rules chairman. I said, we don't resent you talking to him. We'd like to have you talk to him once in a while so, in the interest of a little bit of bipartisanship in this stuff. And he said, well, by God, I suggest that you and Carl and John McCormick get together, and now let's clean this thing up and let us out of here. We'll get that civil rights bill down there and let them sign it, and we'll worry about these other things after the 20th. And I said, well, God, what would be much better is that you get this rule, Charlie, and we'll calendar it after the 20th. What the hell are you concerned about? This isn't going to make that much difference. And he said, well, no. But he said, I'll talk to you later today. But he said, why don't you talk to your boys? And he said, by nightfall, we ought to be in consultation, because he said, if you fellows are going to try and strong-arm this thing next week, he said, we want to know it before Tuesday morning when we agreed to meet on a rule for civil rights. So that's where it was left.
Well, hell, I'd let him run out on civil rights if he wanted to.
See, what has happened is, as I told you last night, Mr. President, the guy, he's steaming. You know, he really did more bragging in advance on this thing yesterday than he's ever done on anything. He's got a tendency to do that. He said, well, he thought maybe you were a little peeved at him because he had a conversation with you the other night, and maybe he was a little rough, but he had had a couple of pops and all that, so I don't know what that's all about.
No, every time I talk to him, he's drinking.
Yeah. Well, you catch him after noontime, that's the way it has to be.
Okay.
Okay.